Hey friends, welcome to The Drivecast, a daily podcast designed to help us read it in, pray it up, and live it out. My name's Dan, and I serve as the teaching pastor for our Worthington campus. Today, as we're just gearing up for our longer study through the book of James, a series called Everyday Faith, we're going to be focusing in on the passage in Galatians chapter 1, verses 18 through 19, and chapter 2, verse 9. Now, if you've been following along, you know James did not ask for the spotlight. He didn't care or chase influence, but over time, James, who was once a skeptic, became a pillar. He became a pillar in the local church. After his radical conversion, Paul waited 3 years before traveling to Jerusalem. He didn't meet with a crowd. He writes in Galatians 1 that I saw none of the other apostles except James, the Lord's brother. Right? And that detail matters. Like Paul freshly recalled his interaction with Jesus himself and recognized James was a leader already before the Jerusalem Council recorded in Acts chapter 15 and years before James wrote his letter that we're studying in this series. Later on, Paul called him one of the pillars of the church. This is in chapter 2, verse 9, a word that obviously means strength and stability and support. Like the early church leaned heavily on James, his influence, and his leadership within this new movement of followers of Jesus. Whatever his charisma, James' influence was rooted in character. Right. He had seen Jesus bodily resurrected. He'd wrestled with who Jesus was from a very unique perspective as a family member, and then surrendered to him fully. No longer on the fringes as Jesus' brother, he now understood who he was and therefore stood at the epicenter of this movement of followers of Jesus, shouldering the fledgling church with wisdom, courage, and grace at a very historically precarious moment in the nation of Israel. We talked more about this at Life Point Worthington. Peter may have preached at Pentecost. Paul may have carried the gospel to the Gentiles, but James prayerfully led the Jerusalem church. He bridged the divide between Jewish and Gentile believers and embodied the wisdom he later wrote about, pure, peaceable, gentle, open to reason. We'll talk about that in James chapter 3. And when James finally did write, he introduced himself not by bloodline or position, but by submission, right? James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, not a pillar, right? Not the Lord's brother, a servant. That's what real spiritual authority looks like. A life changed by Jesus, proven in humility, anchored in truth, and lived out in love. James' life reminds us kingdom influence isn't about personality, position, being impressive. It is about perseverance in faith and the quiet power of faithful devotion to Jesus. Now, let's take a moment. Want to offer some prayer requests. And maybe as I pray these things, you press pause afterwards and pray them after me or expand on this time. Father, I want the kind of wisdom that is from above, pure, peaceable, gentle, open to reason. I confess I often lead with self-protection or pride. Will you form in me a quiet strength that reflects your heart? Will you make me someone who others feel safe around, someone steady, not because I'm strong, but because I am in you and I am serving in your name? Lord, James could have introduced himself in so many ways, but he simply said, a servant of God and the Lord Jesus Christ. That humility speaks deeply to me. Will you teach me to find joy in serving you? You, not in being seen. I want my life to point to you, not to me. In Jesus' name, amen. Friends, let's think about what this looks like to live it out. Think of one way you can quietly carry someone else's burden this week through listening, praying behind the scenes, meeting a need without recognition. James didn't lead with noise or flash, but with steady faithfulness and godly wisdom. Ask God to show you a quick and quiet step of obedience and take it before excuses or second thoughts have a chance to speak. Thanks for tuning into the Drivecast. We'll see you back here tomorrow.